Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse Rich. Glad, delighted, honored that you tuned in today. Let's open our Bibles over to Mark chapter 11. Now, Jesus said this in Mark chapter 11, beginning in verse 12. On the morn when they were come from Bethany, he, Jesus, hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find it thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing leaves, but for the time of figs not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, now he's talking to this tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went to the temple, began to cast out them that bought and sold in the temple. Cast out them sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of money changers, and seats them sold doves. And would not suffer any man to carry a vessel through the temple. And he taught them, saying, it's not written, my house be called of all nations house of prayer, but ye made a den of thieves. And the scribes, priests heard it, and sought how many destroy him. For they feared him, because all the people astonished his doctrine. When evening was come, he went out sitting in mornings, and passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up roots. And Peter called him, remembering, said, Master, behold, the fig tree thou cursed withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever say in this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which sayest come to pass, he shall but so saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Now Jesus taught us here some faith principles here. He spoke to this fig tree, cursed it, and eventually that day went by, it withered away. Now you don't see Jesus going up and checking the leaves out and see if they withered or anything else. I mean, he just went about his way. This is the simple, childlike, resting in faith is the way the believer is supposed to live. This is how we're supposed to all act. This is the place that we're shooting for. This is how we're supposed to live as Jesus did. That we just believe it's done. And thank God for 100 confessions of faith about the same thing. But actually, look what Jesus did. He said it once and went about, and it amazed his disciples. Now, they've seen some things happen. But this here, it's just amazing to them of what took place. I mean, Peter said, call him master, behold, the fig tree thou cursed withered away. I mean, you know, this got Peter's attention. And Jesus answered, have faith in God. This is how the God kind of faith works. It gives the faith decree and believes it's done. We do it today in Jesus' name. Now here, let's go over here to the Gospel of John here. And let's go here to John chapter 4. And read this testimony we have here, beginning in verse 46. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. There's a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea, Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And Jesus said, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. And the nobleman said, sir, come down here, my child die. And Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man, now verse 50 now, of John chapter 4. And the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went his way. And he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. The man then inquired he of them the hour when he began to mend. And they said, yesterday, the seventh hour, the fever left her. So the father knew it was in the same hour when Jesus said to him, thy son liveth. And himself believed in his whole house. This, again, is the second miracle that Jesus did when he came out of Judea, Galilee. Now, here's all this man had was God's word, isn't it? He had nothing else to go on. And he left. And before he got home, he found out his son had been healed. How did this miracle take place? Just by acting on God's word. Now, chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was the feast of Jews, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. Now, there's at Jerusalem, by the sheep market pool, which called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of folk, a blind, halt, withered from the womb of water. For an angel went down a season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the trouble of the water, is made whole, after the water stepped in, was made whole, whatsoever his disease had. And a certain man was there which had infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew he'd been now a long time's case, he said to him, will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered, said, sir, I have no man, the water's troubled, to put him in the pool, but I am coming another step down before me. And she said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked, and the same day was the Sabbath. Now think about this. All this man had for what Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And by him acting on that, he got healed. Here he's crippled, 38 years this way, and got his miracle. See, faith acts on the word. I think some of us ministers, we kind of made it too complicated for people. We may have met well, but, you know, had our 10 principles, and thank God for the 10 principles, but faith acts on the word. Raymond T. Ritchie, someone asked him one time, what is faith? And he just came out of his mouth, faith is an act. Brother Wordsworth used to say, faith is a hack, or he meant act. You know, we'd say in our language. Acts on God's word. Now here in John, while you're there in the John, look here at John chapter 2. Now the scripture says here in verse 1, and the third day of the marriage Canaan of Galilee, and mother Jesus was there, both Jesus was called and his disciples of the marriage. When they wanted wine, the mother Jesus came and said, they have no wine. And Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said to his servants, what shall we say unto you? Do it. And there were set six water pots of stone, after the manner of purifying of the Jews, contained two or three fragments apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them to brim. Goes on, says here, and he said to them, draw out now and bear the governor feast. And they bear it. And the ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was. But the servants that drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called out the bridegroom, thou hast, and saith him, every man at the beginning do set forth good wine. And when men are well drunk, that was worse. But thou hast kept the good wine till now. This is the beginning of miracle that Jesus came to Galilee where he made the water wine and his disciples believed on him. Now all they had was what Jesus said, his word. And when they went and filled those pots, they filled them to the brim. And one next step was, go draw the governor of feast. Now they keep doing what Jesus said to do, and they got the miracle. This is what is so important about us as believers. I think sometimes we missed it in this area. You know, we just really didn't keep obeying what God told us to do. I mean, he told us to give that person that we didn't know $20, and he told us to pray for someone that, you know, that had been mistreating us. Just like, remember, Job prayed for his friends. God only knows what those people had said about him. And we have some record, you know, enough, you know, what the Holy Spirit wants us to have. Thank God for that. And lo and behold, Job is going to live another 140 years. He's going to have more children. He's going to get twice as much as he had before. This is why it's so important that we keep stepping out in faith. That we never allow ourselves to get a place that we're not stepping out for God. And see, so often as baby Christians, they'll be quick to, you know, give their paycheck away. And they just believe, they heard the preacher preach, and here they are, they're stepping out doing all this. But then someone's been saved for years, you know, that's got a lot of wisdom, that don't do this anymore, have got themselves really in doubt and unbelief. Now here in John chapter 6 here, the scripture says in verse 5, when Jesus then lift up his eyes and saw a great company come to him and said, Philip, when should we buy bread that these may eat? This he said to prove him, for himself knew what he'd do. Philip answered, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone may take a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to them, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but were they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. There is much grass in the place. So the men sat down, and the number was about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to the disciples, gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above that which is eaten. Now here's acting on what Jesus said to do. You got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I mean, in the natural, you know, the devil would be laughing at you. A joke. But faith in action is what brings miracles. Acting on what God said. Constantly acting on what God said. This is, you know, it's like in giving. You're always giving, and you never really realize, unless God would let you know, what really triggered the miracle. Was it the $1,000 I gave to the minister last night in the meeting when they, you know, doing something, and had a project, or was it the $2 I gave the person that was the bellman that you just knew you're supposed to give him? And it may have been your last $2 because you don't get paid till Friday. And it's just amazing what God does with faith in action. When he sees our faith in action. And we're admonished to keep acting in faith. We're admonished to use our faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Faith isn't set. Faith steps out. Faith believes. And it takes the promises. Literally. With childlike faith. You tell a child that you're going to go to Toys R Us tomorrow, they hardly can sleep. Because they already got plans. And as they walk inside that store, our eyes get real big. They just don't know what. They want to go down all the aisles at the same time. Well, we need to always have that kind of childlike faith that we're always excited about tithing. We're always excited about giving. We're always excited about what God's Word's promised. Not lose that enthusiasm. For the Word of God to work, it takes enthusiasm. When you're excited, you're expecting. You're expecting. You're expecting your miracle any moment. And you keep that expectation on, praising God, thanking God. One way we can act in faith is by praising God and thanking God that we've got it in Jesus' name. That's how Abraham got his miracle. He just kept giving glory to God and being fully persuaded. What kept him fully persuaded? Giving glory to God, taking God's word literally. I mean, every day Abraham's wife couldn't have a baby when she's 35, let alone 91. But the power of God came on her. And God did this great miracle just through her by her simply just believing what God has said. And she acted upon God's word. And by her acting on God's word, well, praise the Lord. We got the miracle today. Now here in Luke chapter 1, notice here the scripture says here. And the Bible says in verse 36, "And behold, thy cousin," this is Gabriel talking to Mary, "Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went out to the hill country, wherein is the holy city of Judea." Now, how did Mary have this baby? Well, the scripture said here, back up here in this verse 30, "An angel said to Mary, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also thy holy thing which thou shalt be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now Mary ended up saying about this, being unto me according to thy word. All she had was God's word, delivered by that angel Gabriel. And she acted upon that, though she'd never been with a man, and became the virgin birth. Our whole Christianity is someone that acted upon God's word. A woman chosen by God to believe God's word. Think if she had rejected it. Her mind could have talked her out like other people's minds talked her out of it. This is forced upon her. This is her opportunity to receive God's miracle child. And she did. And by doing so, we have the new birth today. Jesus gave his life for us. Oh, there's nothing, brothers and sisters, more important than keeping our faith active, keeping our spirit man built up, and just always believing God. We're called believers. We shouldn't make statements, "I don't believe that." We need to watch what we say about our believing. We're believers. You know, like one minister used to say that, you know, they kind of questioned about some of the testimonies we're given in services about from other people. Maybe, you know, somebody'd stand up and talk about what they got healed from or other. And so he said, "Well, if it wasn't true, if it didn't happen, it should have." He just wouldn't mess with doubt and unbelief. I mean, just dogmatic about it. And, you know, that's how we believe. We're believers. And we always act in faith. We tithe in faith. We give in faith. We forgive other people in faith. Well, I mean, just the power of forgiveness, the power of walking in love, the power of stepping out on God's word is how the church is to live. I mean, we risk everything on God's word. We're believing that when we leave this life, we're going to be a Jesus. And yet we have no proof of that except what God said in his word, to be absent bodies, to be present with the Lord. And you know that's all it takes is taking God's word. Read promises from God's word. Read testimonies in God's word, like we read today, like we've read this week. And just go over and read that these are people, all they had was God's word. They had nothing else. The nobleman has nothing else to get his child healed except God's word. The centurion had nothing else except what Jesus said. And on and on and on. The men had nothing else to get this water turned into wine except what Jesus said. And to feed the 5,000, they had nothing else except Jesus said, you know, pass them out. If we believed we had enough food, we'd pass it out. So we believe we have enough food, let's pass it out. And by doing so, we got the miracle. I would encourage you, keep stepping out from God. Just keep stepping out for him. Risk everything you got on him in Jesus' name. We're almost out of time. Again, remind you of our CD offer we got here. It's entitled Feed Your Spirit Man Daily. You're going to like it. You can listen to it at our website, but if you'd like to have one sent to you as a CD, then what you can do is just order, send $10 or more in. We'll send it out to you to Jesse Rich Ministries, Post Office Box 237170, New York, New York, 10023. Enjoyed being with you. I'm going to encourage you. You keep acting God's word. Keep speaking God's word. Find promises of God's word and just keep believing those. No matter how much doubt and unbelief comes to you, encourage yourself to keep standing on those promises of God. Joy to be with you. Until next time, it's Pastor Jesse Richmond. We love you. We're praying for you. And remember, Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.